We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Vav. This halacha is based on the Torah Tikku Toichacha, the final Rosh Hashanah Shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave right before his passing. A very large, deep, interesting chapter in Likutei Moran. And in the previous year, we spoke a little bit about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. We spoke about Avraham Avinu, and we spoke about Simchas Torah, when we complete the Torah and we started right away again. And now we'll pick up from there. Paragraph Vov. V'alkein misaimimis ha-Torah b'posuk le'enei kol Yisrael. Based on what we've been learning now, we'll understand why the Torah finishes with the words Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Shehu Mashashiberes Haluchais, which refers to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais when he came down from heaven and he saw that the Jews were involved in worshipping the golden calf. He broke the Luchais Le'enei Kol Yisrael, in full view of the entire Jewish people. K'moshadosh Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara tells us, that's what that pasuk is referring to. Kize Iker Hatikun Vahagvura Haniflo Shel Moshe, because this was one of the most important accomplishments and one of the greatest displays of wondrous strength, power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehimshich Tikun Niflo Al Yedei Shvira Saluchos Daikor, whereby he brought to Klal Yisrael an incredible tikkun, an incredible solution, by breaking the luchos. Kedei sheyuchal kol echod lesalek moichoi v'daitoi b'chol pam, because by doing this, he showed us that a very important part of Yiddishkeit, a very important part of a person coming close to Hashem, involves a person clearing the registers, removing from their mind, from their brain, everything that they had till now. To forget and to remove from one's consciousness everything that they've been through already, all the difficulties and all the struggles, so that the person should be able to strengthen themselves, they shouldn't fall, they shouldn't quit, in no manner at all. But rather, to start fresh every day, every minute. And with this thought, with this accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu, we conclude the Torah. And then on that same day that we finish the Torah, on Simchas Torah, immediately afterwards, we start reading Bereishis Borelakim, we start the Torah anew. Kize Iker HaTshuva Shemamshichin B'chol Shana B'Rosh Hashana V'Aser Simei Tshuva. Because this is the climax, this is the goal and the objective of the Tshuva that we draw upon ourselves every single year from Rosh Hashanah throughout the Aser Simei Tshuva. To realize that in order to come close to Hashem, in order to succeed in Yiddishkeit, a person has to be able to renew themselves all the time, start fresh, new beginning. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva, Hashem, return us to you. Let us be zeicher to return. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Let us be zeicher. That our days should be new like they were in the beginning, like when we first started coming close to you. Just like then, everything was new, it was fresh and new to us. So too now, everything should be new to us, as if we're doing it for the first time. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Tischadesh kanesher nu'uraychi. Renew your youthfulness like an eagle. V'alkein b'chol shono mesaimim ha-toiro v'choizrono maschilen oiso b'itim alolu me'rosh shona simchas toiro. And it's for this reason that every single year during this season, from Rosh Hashanah to Simchas Torah, we finish the Torah and we start over again from the beginning. Ki siyum ha-Torah v'haschaloso zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas siyum ugmar ha-shana v'ascholas ha-shana chadosha. Because the concluding of the Torah and starting over the Torah is exactly the same concept as finishing the year and starting the new year. V'chein ha-odom bi'atzmoi tzorech le-b'china zois. And so too the person themselves has to also go through this process, l'sayim, of closure, as we call it. Today this is a very common word. Everybody talks about this, closure. To finish the past, to be able to put the past out of my mind, ulahaschil, and to start new, make a new beginning. Dahainu l'sayim v'ligmoyer ulesalek hakoil. To conclude and push away everything that happened already, everything that passed, masha ovar, what passed is past, ulahaschil ato mechodosh, and to start now making a whole new beginning. Ki sholosh koimois, because the three organisms upon which creation is based, which are place, space, which is olam, the world, time, which is shana, and creations, the different levels of creations, inanimate objects, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and human beings, of which the highest is nefesh. So these three koimois, these three spectrums, the spectrum of space, which is what we refer to as a full unit of space, as a world, the cycle of time, which we refer to as a year, and the different levels of the different organisms in the world, where the top one is man, which is referred to as nefesh, heim bechino achas. They all parallel each other. They're all working together. V'chula mekablim chiyus mikoimas ha-Torah kiyadua. And all three of these, space, time, and people, are all receiving their spiritual life from the Torah. V'chula mischachim bayomim ho'elu me'rosh Hashanah simchas Torah. And all of them are going through a renewal, a rejuvenation, from Rosh Hashanah to Simchas Torah. Shezeo b'chinas siyum ha-Torah v'haschalosa, which corresponds to our finishing the Torah, completing the Torah of the past year, and starting the Torah anew. Sheze ikar ha-tikun v'kanal. This is the main tikun. The main tikun necessitates the ability to close the past and start the present. Start the present and the future. And we do it for the Torah. We do it for time. We close the previous year. We start the new year. We do it for ourselves personally. I'm closing whatever I went through in the past. I'm putting it out of my mind, and I want to make a whole new beginning. V'zeh b'chinas luchois v'shivrei luchois munochin boron. And this will also tie into what the Gemara says, that both the tablets, the second tablets, which were whole, and also the first tablets, which Moshe Rabbeinu had broken, the Shivrei Luchos, those broken tablets, both of them were contained in the Aron, in the Holy Ark, in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki Luchos hem bechinas zikoron, because as we learned earlier, the Luchos, the tablets, are related to remembering. When you write something down, when you inscribe something, you write it down in order to be able to remember it. Ki haluchos hem klal ha-Torah shetzrichin lekos v'lezikaron kanal. Because the luchos are symbolic of the entire Torah, they're representative of the entire Torah, which had to be written in order for us to remember it. V'shivrei luchos hem b'chinas shikha. Whereas the broken tablets represent forgetting. As we learned earlier, the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, that's when forgetfulness was introduced into the world. Because when he broke the tablets, the letters flew up. The letters went away. Just like when a person forgets something, the letters that were inscribed in his brain or in his heart, those letters fly away. Ushnehem munachim ba'aron. And both of these sets of tablets are both included in the Holy Ark. Ki yefsher lizkoir es ha-Torah, ki im al yedei b'chinas shikha. Because it's impossible for a person to remember the Torah unless they also have the ability to forget. Meaning, al yedei sheyishkach v'yesalik midaitoi kol ma sho'ivar alav b'chol pam. By a person forgetting and removing from his consciousness all of his difficulties, all the pain, all the struggle, all the failures, all the mistakes. Ba'ifen shelo yipoil al yedei azikorin, so that the person will not fall into hopelessness, into depression, by remembering all the negative things that they went through. Ki be'inyin hazikorin v'hashikcha tzrichin lefaleis drochov. Because regarding these two issues, regarding forgetting and remembering, a Jew has to calculate very, very carefully. Ki afal pi shetzrichin lizkor moed es kol devrei haTorah. Because even though a Jew is required to do everything they can to remember everything they learn, afal pi kein hashikcho hi toiva gedoyla moed. Despite that, forgetting is a tremendous benefit to the person. Because there are many things that a person should forget and try to remove from their consciousness, so that it shouldn't confuse the person, it shouldn't trouble the person, and it shouldn't cause that person to fall by dwelling on the past in an improper way. And as is explained and discussed in Rabbeinu Zal's words, in Sichoi Soran, in other Sforim, v'yefsher laharich kan binyan ze. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, I can't elaborate further on this over, right here, now. V'hameivin yoven midaitoi. But a person who understands will understand very well the importance of what Rabbi Nosson Zal is saying here. The importance of being able to move forward and to put closure on the past to a certain degree. Otherwise, a person is weighed down by unnecessary baggage in a way that harms the person. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in what today is called Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. During Rav Nosson Zal's time, these sichos were appended to the Sipurei Maisius. It was in back of the Sipurei Maisius. But in the past 100 years, as far as I know, when they published Sipurei Maisius, they did not include those sichos, but rather it was appended to the Sichoi Soran, the book Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. And that's where you have this discussion where Rabbi Nazal praised the importance of being able to forget sometimes. We know that there are people, Rachman al-Islam, for example, that went through the Holocaust, the Shoah. And there are certain people who weren't capable of letting go, of forgetting. And unfortunately, it prevented them to a tremendous degree from growing spiritually, from building new families. Those people who were able to put it out of their mind to a degree, to whatever degree they were able to, many of them were able to start over, to start fresh, a new family, and bring new generations into the world and start businesses, successful businesses, which contribute tremendous growth to Klal Yisrael. People who donated millions or tens of millions of dollars to help build yeshivas, to publish Sforim in memory of those who passed away. So it's not like they forgot them completely, but they were able to put it out of their consciousness enough to be able to move forward with a very strong step.